This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Before we get to something impactful and important, I got three headlines that are not any of those things, impactful or important. Conspiracy theory suggests King Charles' bodyguard has fake hands and arms. We actually will do that story.
Now, that's a conspiracy theory.
We might not do this story. Johnny Depp is dating his lawyer.
I don't care if he's dating the Queen of England. Although that would be odd.
If he's dating Amber Heard, that'd be a story. And then this story, we also probably won't get to. Fitness model 21. Boy, really, any story that starts with fitness model 21, unless she cured cancer, I don't want to hear. Fitness model 21 is fifth woman to claim Adam Levine sent her flirty messages.
Oh, no.
Now, that is a headline. Wow.
Boy. Isn't every model a fitness model, really? I mean, unless they're like, that used to be true. Now you got your more realistic body image models sometimes.
Does King Charles' bodyguard have fake hands and arms? Photo evidence would lead me to believe yes. More on that later.
With all due respect to our amputee community, that seems like an odd choice for a bodyguard.
Ah, does he have, this is what our executive producer Hanson was wondering, does he have his arms like tucked inside his jacket, like holding the gun, the machine pistol?
Ah, like, oh, I thought we were going to go like in the direction of Inspector Gadget arms or something like that.
I think he's got his fake arms hanging at his side and he's got his hand on his gun ready at any moment.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
To take out Goldfinger or whoever.
Why wouldn't you just openly hold the gun? Oh, because you don't want everybody to know who's got the gun.
Right.
I see.
Jeez, okay. Think a little.
Goldfinger. Hadn't thought of that. So a number of things to get to this half hour, including an update on the bizarre transgender Canadian teacher saga. If you haven't been following that, we'll set it up for you a little bit. But here's a collection of headlines for you. You remember the old Armstrong and Getty catchphrase, "How's your utopia coming along?" Well, this would be appropriate for that. From the Liberal Chronicle, how one San Francisco neighborhood went from on the upswing to break-ins, violence, and encampments. And it includes, here's a gal who's trying to hold a meeting at her office, Lower Polk office, and there's a loud argument and excruciating screaming right outside, full-on taser fight involving a drug dealer who regularly parks in the alley. He was tasing one of his customers, an older gentleman who apparently had not paid. So drug dealers torturing people for non-payment. Wow. But as disturbing as the violence was for Ms. Bridges, it wasn't even the most troubling thing that happened in recent days. A few days earlier, burglars used a grinder to shave off the metal bars on her side door, and they broke into the office, ransacked the place, also hit her retail tenant, a popular cafe. It was the third time both the business and the tenant had been broken into in the past 20 months. Yeah, they go on and on. You want more? Here's a mugging. Here's a tent city blocking the entrances to businesses, drug dealers, thieves, mentally ill. I'm just giving you the checklist. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Here's a fight between two drug dealers, resulting in one of the men crashing through the window of Jane, who owns a series of cafes around the city, had a cafe full of people. It was lunchtime. On and on and on it goes.
I had a friend who got into a confrontation with a street person at a Starbucks the other day. Starbucks should be a completely hassle-free place you could hang out and get a cup of coffee, you would think. But
you would
it's
think.
Not lots of places.
All right, let's cast our gaze down the coast. New York Post story, Bill Walton slams San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria over homelessness. I was chased and assaulted. Walton, a progressive Grateful Dead enthusiast who's hardly a Rush Limbaugh acolyte, has called out the mayor in multiple forms. The website Voice of San Diego documented several letters that Walton wrote to Mayor Gloria on the issue, including one where the NBA and broadcasting legend said he was assaulted. Once again, throw it down, big man. Throw it down.
He is elderly, but man, who's assaulting eight-footers?
Once again, while peacefully riding my bike early this Sunday morning in Balboa Park, gorgeous, I was threatened, chased, and assaulted by the homeless population in our park. Once again, you've done and continue to do nothing.
Yep. That is absolutely right, big man.
You speak of the rights of the homeless. What about our rights?
That's almost word for word what I said at my city council meeting.
Right.
When are we going to start worrying about the taxpayer, the regular law-abiding citizen? When do we start caring about us as much as we care about them?
Walton went on to say, we follow the rules of a functioning society. Why are others allowed to disregard those rules?
Yes!
Your lack of action is unacceptable, as is the conduct of the quote-unquote homeless population.
I mean, it's just, I live in a college town where they regularly arrest, you know, mostly law-abiding, no-threat-to-society college kids for open containers.
Right. Right.
So you get arrested for that. You got somebody doing heroin in the freaking park where you'd like to take your two-year-old, but you can't. But you're going to arrest the college kid who's got an open beer. I mean, it's just crazy.
So in answer to the question, how's your utopia coming along? The 69-year-old NBA legend answers, sadly and with a broken heart, I can no longer say that my hometown of San Diego is the greatest place in the world. I can no longer say that San Diego is safe, a safe, healthy, clean, and beautiful place. I can no longer urge my family, friends, tourists, and businesses to come to San Diego to live, work, and play. I can no longer say that our neighborhood for the last 43 years is still my dream. I am broken-hearted, Mayor Todd Gloria. Clean up our city. Let us reclaim our lives. We must fix our homeless crisis. We need engagement, rehabilitation, and constant enforcement, and we need it now. How striking is that? The great hippie says we need constant enforcement. He's right.
Well, he is a liberal who has been mugged by reality.
And in the capital city of Sacramento, the week started off like any other day for Jordan, last name unnecessary. Monday morning, the Midtown Sacramento man got ready to go to work and made a stop at a convenience store near his home where he buys a cup of Java every day. He soon realized, however, his coffee stop was going to be anything but an ordinary one. Quote, a homeless man had, I guess, decided that he wanted to hold up the store. He was kind of behind the register and stuffing stuff in his bag. Inside the convenience store, the man became irate and confrontational. He just decided he wanted to have a field day with me for some reason, so he took off his shirt and flexed a couple of times. With things unraveling fast, a fight broke out. The store had some personal safety items on hand that they tossed him during the scuffle. I was able to dump a whole can of pepper spray in the guy's face, says our friend. They also had a stun gun they used to subdue the man. Turned on the stun gun when the guy tried to dip me and pick me up and throw me on the ground. Jabbed it in his kidney. Let him have it. He didn't stop. He came at me and bit me in the leg.
Oh, my God. If the stun gun doesn't slow him down, I'd be concerned.
He then wrapped a belt around his hand with about 2 feet off the end of it. We were standing at the register. He just cold-cocked me in the head as hard as he could. Left him with head injuries, CAT scans, thought I had a fracture to my jaw, but they told me no, it was just a great deal of swelling, et cetera, et cetera. How's your utopia coming along? Thank you, Metal Guy.
It's really, well, I guess that's all kind of good news.
In a way, it's a recognizing the seriousness of the disease moment, which is a sobering one.
If you're closing your convenience stores and your Starbucks and your Walgreens
and your cafes and your retail offices,
the hell,
your parks,
right?
It's, well, you know, it's not like we haven't made the point before, but I think, unfortunately, it must be made repeatedly until people recognize the obvious. It's policy that has brought us to the place where we are. Sure, rent prices, housing prices, they're a small factor in all this, but I've had some fairly serious financial trouble in my life. Jack, I know you have too. At no point did I move into a tent and do meth all day and lose my mind and start attacking people on the street. Anyway, enough said. I got a question. I got a conundrum for you. On-air meeting. Loud, self-righteous political activists caught in an egregious act of hypocrisy and borderline racism, though they claim to be brave defenders of race. And I'd love to call them out. Got the goods on them. Got them dead to rights. Smoking gun. Open and shut case. And yet, it's The View.
So we'd have to listen to The View.
So we would have to dignify the existence of The View on our show.
And probably hear some of it.
Oh, yeah, hear some of it. Yes, definitely hear some of it. And then the response from the aggrieved party. But again, it elevates, if only slightly, it elevates perhaps the most repugnant show that's ever aired.
Will my ears be assaulted by the voice of one Joy Behar?
Barbaric!
Because I find that hard to take.
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember. It's hard to say. They all talk at once all the time.
Because her voice does not help my impotence.
Why? Really doesn't. In what way? I have a thumb 1/10 of the way past neutral.
So we got that. Are we going to do the update on the air about that Canadian teacher with the giant, giant, giant?
Yeah, yeah. I think we should.
Yeah, yeah, probably, in case you haven't heard it. So all that stuff on the way. Got an update on that wacky teacher up in Canada with the giant bosom, if you don't know that story?
Yeah, it's just insane. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted here and more than slightly pissed off. Yeah, great. So I'm just flipping through emails during the commercial break and I'm saying, oh, great, my lab tests are back. Fairly standard medical stuff, but I thought, yeah, I'd really like to see how they are. And so I click on the link and blah, blah, blah. I just created an account with the lab yesterday, okay? And Apple convinced me.
Would you like to create an account?
Well, yeah,
do I
did.
Have to get this information? I guess I will,
yes.
Then.
Well, and then Apple convinced me on my iPad. I'm 99% sure. Yeah, it was on my iPad. Convinced me, here, use one of our super strong 700-digit long passwords.
With symbols I didn't even know existed on my keyboard.
Right, exactly. So big you can't even see the whole thing in the password field, right? So I think, all right, I'm only going to look at this on my iPad or my phone anyway. So yeah, all right, use your crazy-ass password.
Crazy? Well, it's a CAP is what it is.
Why? And so today I get the email, hey, your lab results are ready. So I'm like, okay, great. I touch the link, and my iPad apparently has no knowledge of my password whatsoever or my account or anything else. I thought, okay, I'll try my phone. No, my phone doesn't. Never heard of it either.
Try and guess the 50-digit percentage sign, dollar sign, dash, underline, three, asterisk.
And we'll be on this for 5 minutes, by the way, if you do the whole super strong password. But, I mean, and I know I can go and change password to ABC123, and I probably will, but that's going to take another 5 minutes of my life.
I hope that we're...
What the hell happened?
I hope that we're about to leave that behind us. Societally speaking, there's going to be some giant breakthrough that is like the all-encompassing, works for everybody easily sort of thing.
I hope. Fingerprints. Although I have a fingerprint thing set up, but it's like it's never heard of this place before.
Retina scan, something.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try again maybe next break, but I hate to be so distracted. All right. So my favorite thing is that
everybody has a different requirement. So if I've got a password, then I'm on this new website, the bank, the school, the whatever I'm doing. No, we need 11 characters.
Right.
All right, so I had
one capital, one special character, one number, one reference to a Eurasian country, your choice. One spice, one name of a former pet.
Something borrowed and something blue.
Exactly. And one algebraic symbol. Son of a... Well, Tucker Carlson set this up pretty well the other day. This teacher in Canada, he describes her pretty well. Him, her, I'm not sure. I take it there's a transgender thing going on here, but Tucker, take it away, then we'll go from there. There's an update.
It's worth taking a look at what is happening right now in Canada's schools, because you are certain to see all of it in your children's schools very soon. So this week, videos surfaced on the internet from a place called Trafalgar High School in Oakville, Ontario. That's right across the lake from Niagara Falls. These videos show a teacher called Stephen Hanna, who apparently has been employed at Trafalgar High for several years. Recently, Hanna decided to dress like a woman, or more precisely, as a grotesque caricature of a woman, not a real woman, but a kind of pneumatically inflated Marilyn Monroe lookalike. As part of his costume, Hanna strapped on a pair of gigantic prosthetic breasts, each the size of a 10-pound watermelon. We're not exaggerating here. They're visible from at least 100 yards away, if not from space. We'll show you the picture we are right now on the screen. But here's the thing. Hanna isn't doing this in private, in his home, in restaurants and clubs. If he were, we would not be mentioning it on the show because it would not be our business. Have fun, Stephen Hanna. No. Stephen Hanna is doing it in class, in front of children. As the Canadian journalist Jonathan Kay put it, Hanna has been dressing like this for a while, but only recently have students within the school gone public with this fact.
So that's the situation.
I mean, you really ought to see the picture to fully understand what you're dealing with here.
Yeah, there's actually a pretty good description here. I'm looking at a number of pictures, and it's amazing. The update is a Canadian school board is standing behind a trans teacher who sparked protests after turning up to classes with clownish giant prosthetic breasts.
Clownish is correct.
It's from the New York Times, or New York Post, rather. The blonde high school teacher went viral after being filmed operating a cut-off saw in class while wearing tight black shorts and balloon-like breasts drooping around the waist in a tight striped top. Other images taken by the students at the school, which is right outside Toronto, showed the same teacher in other outfits with huge nipples protruding from the fake bust. Now, they're claiming it's not the person that Tucker named, but they're not going to say who it is. I get that. You wouldn't. But some disturbed students have skipped classes held by the Oakville Industrial Arts teacher who began identifying as a female last year. And again, go to ArmstrongandGetty.com for the pictures, which are, you'll understand what we're talking about. The kids here most definitely don't think this is normal, but realistically, we can't say anything. The paper quoted one pupil as having tweeted, but I don't think the school can fire the teacher.
Because?
Gender identity is protected in Canada and at that school district, and those giant, cartoonish, explicit breasts in the twisted Canadian thinking is protected.
Wow. You got to see a picture. We have them at the website, ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
If the documents thing is what ends the Trump story with him being on the national political scene, what a weird way to go out. Why, dude? Why?
Yeah, I don't want to belabor it.
But I don't either.
Do you even want to talk about it at all?
No.
I don't know.
Don't need to.
It seems so odd.
Don't need to. Just, you know, just of all things.
Last night on Hannity, he says, if the president even thinks about declassifying a document, it's declassified. What? All right. Yeah. By the way, I have a couple of answers for you. 1133.
Okay.
And ruggedly handsome with a well-trimmed beard. That's how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, and what is the face of God? My lab results, on the other hand, still remain unknowable. Thanks to the whole, your account, your password, your email, your test results are ready. Click on this link. Well, I'm clicking on a link. See no test results.
I wish there was an opt-out for hiding medical knowledge. I don't care if all y'all look at my lab results and see what my HDL is. Don't care. If I can access it easier and quicker, by a lot, because nobody cares.
Yeah, so if my blood glucose trends on Instagram, I don't care.
So you don't need to work so hard to encrypt it.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. So I do this hesitantly because the show is loathsome and objectionable in every way, but it's has to do with some interesting people and ideas. Sonny Hostin, is it? Hostin on the View is just an obnoxious person. Just awful. Here she is bringing up Nikki Haley in very questionable fashion. Go ahead with clip 80, Michael.
The Nikki Haley conversation came up. So Nikki Haley's gone by Nikki since she was a child. It's documented in high school. I wouldn't be shocked that as somebody, an Indian woman growing up in South Carolina at that time, she actually did to avoid prejudice. So I just want to be careful about critiquing her for going by the name.
There's some of us that can be chameleons and decide not to embrace our ethnicity so that we can pass.
Sunny,
so
I don't think that's don't fair.
You go by a different name.
Yeah,
I didn't want to be the one to say
because
it. But
most Americans can't pronounce Asuncion because of the undereducation.
But sometimes I would say what Alyssa's saying is that
Yay.
People gravitate to names for different reasons.
No. I'm just going to kill this conversation.
You're going to have to help me out here. Their voices exist in a frequency range I can't understand or something. I don't know what was just said there.
You know, how long would it take for you to be driven completely insane if they strap you to a chair and just played you clips of The View? Pegged your eyeballs open like it's a Clockwork Orange and just played The View. It would be less than an hour in my case. Homicidal rage within an hour. Yeah. So this Houston woman says, what's her real name again? And one of the other people says, well, a lot of people don't have their actual real name. And Houston says, there are some of us that can be chameleons and decide not to embrace our ethnicity so that we can pass, suggesting that Nikki Haley is somehow denying her Indian heritage to whatever extent she has it so she can pass as white. And one of her co-hosts says, Sonny, you go by a different name. She goes by Sonny, even though her real name is Asuncion. And she says, well, Americans can't pronounce Asuncion because of our undereducation in our country.
Okay.
But with Nikki Haley, it's a desire to pass as white.
Well, I thought, isn't Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her name was Sandy something?
She went by Sandy her whole life, yeah.
Is that a crime also, or...?
Yeah, so somebody asked Nikki Haley about it, and this is the more significant part of it, but clip 81, Michael.
You know, it's not the first time, and it won't be the last time that the hosts of The View come after me, or that liberals come after me in whatever way. They can't stand the fact that a minority female would be a conservative Republican. You know, when I ran and won governor, a reporter went to a high-ranking African-American Democrat female and said, how do you feel that South Carolina now has their first minority governor? And she said, Nikki Haley's not a minority. She's just a conservative with a tan.
She's running for president, Nikki Haley.
Her hat will be in the ring. Yeah. And given the pressure these days to have a female on the ticket...
I
like her chances.
Wow,
Joe, at least being Veep.
Yeah, Joe immediately relegating her to the Veep slot out of misogyny and probably racism.
Wow. Do I get a chance to reply? What's that? We're out of time. If I were to, oh my God, I almost made a prediction. I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
That is really likely, though, that she is the vice presidential candidate. For whoever.
If I was going to bet, it would be DeSantis and Haley, the all Sunbelt ticket. Let's see. 82, please, Michael. Clip 82. If you could return to your post there. I don't know. What are you on? One of those Caesars sports books or something? Wagering on this weekend's games? What are you doing? Go ahead.
But the idea that they can do this, you're not going to see her fired from that show. We're not even going to see an apology from that show. Because they let liberals say that about conservative Republican minorities all the time. But yet nothing is done. Had this been said about a Democrat... all hell would have broken loose.
She's right about that. She's right about that. You wouldn't keep your job.
All right. And the only usefulness in discussing this at all is to help inoculate y'all against just the false outrage that runs rampant through lefty media.
Yeah.
Whenever they cry out that it's about humans and fairness and racism. No, it's about gaining political advantage purely.
No, and I don't want anybody fired or kicked off The View for that either. We should be able to have these conversations openly. Neither listen to them or you don't. Crying out loud, but...
The show itself is a flaming turd, so it's hard to imagine anybody could be fired for anything that happens within the show.
Yes, you could knock on your neighbor's door and leave The View on their porch step.
Exactly.
And the FT, the flaming T that you mentioned.
Right, right. So what are you going to
fecal matter?
Johnny. Thank you, Johnny. But the idea that, well, the things you said really damaged the reputation of this flaming turd. I mean, it's just, it's a difficult case to make.
Also, you've got the Nikki Haley is just loving this. I mean, oh boy, I get to be the hated liberals hate me. Yes. Yes. Fantastic.
Not only that, but there is an rampant undercurrent of victimhood in American politics. And if you can be on the receiving end of unfairness, it gives you a chance to trumpet it, and everybody has to pay attention to you for a minute. Mm. I mean, the left does it 23 hours and 59 minutes a day. Nikki Haley grabbed that last minute for herself. But, hey, how about policy, folks? Come on.
Yeah. A return of the policy discussions would just be awesome. Not holding my breath.
Yeah, and I'd like a pony for Christmas. Yeah. What else we got?
I'm trying to decide if any of these stories are actually worth doing. We talked about the conspiracy theory that suggests King Charles's bodyguard has fake hands.
Hmm.
I think we worked that one out.
Or fake arms entirely, right?
Yeah, arms and hands.
Yeah, we talked earlier in the day. Gosh, what hour was it? Was it hour one? Yeah, it was hour one of the day, of the show, rather. Armstrong and Getty On Demand, just go for hour one from today's date. About the fact that the Duke volleyball player claimed there were racial slurs at BYU. That never happened, but it got enormous coverage, the accusation. At a University of Oregon the other day at the football game, they were actually chanting F the Mormons, but using the F-bomb over and over again. Documented, University of Oregon has apologized profusely. No coverage. No coverage. So, you know what's a shame? Well, it's obvious, but it makes you so cynical about any discussion of racism.
Sure, of course.
When it's constant lying and wolf crying and the rest of it, I just don't want to hear it, which is not a healthy way to go. It's not a healthy way for a country to behave. If somebody's treated with actual racism, I would like that to be dealt with and dealt with swiftly. But I don't want to hear it anymore. So phony so much of the time, Jussie.
We mentioned it a couple of times, but in case you didn't hear, the Fed raised the interest rate another 0.75 point. Some people were expecting a full point, that the stock market dropped a lot again. It's completely necessary. They got to get this inflation squashed out of the system somehow. How much more they're going to have to raise the interest rates to get inflation squashed out of the system, as economists call it, I don't know.
Perhaps the stat of the day, which we mentioned earlier, $500,000 house, 20% down. You look at today's interest rates versus a year ago interest rates, that your house payment is going to be 40% higher.
But you're not going to do that because most people buy the biggest house they can afford. So you're just going to buy a much smaller house.
Yeah, or in a rougher hood.
For the same payment. Or, yeah, we're in this not a nice neighborhood. Jeez. I'm going to, I know what I'm going to have to do. Kids are going to have to share, because I'm a renter right now. I'm looking to buy a house next year. I'm going to, kids are going to have to share a bedroom. I did it with my brother. It would be fine. I'm going to get half of a duplex. I'll put renters in the other half.
A tent. Tent on the sidewalk right in front of a business.
Yeah.
Where are we supposed to poop, Dad? Right here. Because that's legal.
Grandpa grew up without plumbing. You can too.
Exactly.
That's all I tell my kids.
Exactly.
We are going to finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A man in Kentucky recently set a Guinness World Record after driving a mile in reverse in just over 75 seconds. He then smartly refused the breathalyzer.
Oh, whoa, I set a world record. All right.
That's making jokes. Drunk driving is no laughing matter, Seth.
The conversation around working at home continues. 90% of office workers report being productive at work. 85% of bosses say it's hard to be confident employees are being productive. Well, it's just, God, that, I hate that. Just base it on, are they getting their work done or not? Or to the level of your satisfaction. Anyway, because 85% of bosses are worried about whether you're actually working or you're screwed off, productivity theater has become a thing as bosses try to, you know, put in measures, requirements to make sure that you're there. You have to check in a certain number of times a day and a variety of things. Drop into different channels to show that you're there. I don't quite understand how it works in different places, but this stat is out, and this is from Microsoft. That these small expenditures of time are adding up to a dizzying waste of time. In addition to regular working hours, office workers say they spend an extra 67 minutes online each day simply to make sure they're visibly working, according to a recent survey. An extra hour of day online merely to put forward the appearance that they're working.
Right. Neither working nor recharging or resting or dealing with family or what have you. They, just wasting it.
They quote one person. Anecdotal quotes sometimes can be valuable as they represent a lot of thinking. They can also be completely misleading and stupid. But in this case, getting my work done is not a problem, but I need to have receipts that I'm not quiet quitting, so I have to spend time doing that. Maybe all jobs don't work this way, but if somebody has a job that you can quantify in any way based on performance, just use that. And if it takes them an hour, fine. If they can do it in their underwear in an hour, fine. If they do it in a business suit staring at the screen for 8 hours to do it, fine. Just get the results you want, and then it's good for everybody.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, the idea of getting the best out of everybody all the time is a lovely thought, but I don't know. Goals, have goals.
Yeah.
Try to achieve them.
Right. That's something, though. That's a lot of time spent on just making sure it looks like I'm hanging out in my home office enough, paying attention to the screen.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tesla's recalling over 1 million vehicles, including the one I drive, because their windows don't do what windows have done since... What year did they start making windows? Well, first of all, I grew up as you did with a, you rolled up the window with the hand crank. Then electric windows were for fancy people. Then everybody had electric windows. And then they changed electric windows so that they couldn't crush your fingers and chop them off, so that they had some sort of automatic stopping thing if you got your arm stuck in the window. Sometime in the, when did that happen, do you suppose?
Man, 80s, I'd forgotten 90s? About that.
Because in the old days, you just, well, anyway, the Tesla windows apparently are not meeting the restrictions on that, and they can crunch your fingers pretty good. On
Does
my,
that happen a lot?
On my car. I don't know. I actually noticed that. I was like messing around. I think I was like on the phone and rolling the window up and leaving my hand in there or something for fun.
Oh,
but anyways, like, ah! It really crunched it hard, and I didn't think Windows did that anymore. But shouldn't the beast of the human being be able to just keep their head and hands out of windows? Avoid this problem? I suppose if it's a child or a pet.
Right, right, exactly. I'm just thinking about my car. I think my car just goes all the way up.
Stick your hand in there today. I think you'll find
I don't think I will.
It stops and retracts when it reaches a certain amount of resistance. But these Tesla vehicles do not.
You know, this probably means more about my personality than I care to reveal. But one of the reasons I like my current car is that it's an SUV. And when you press the, it's got a power hatch close like a lot of cars do. And unlike my wife's last two cars, my wife's last three last cars, when you press the hatch closed, mine doesn't beep.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, now the hatch is closing, get out of the way.
I don't need the beeps, ladies and germs. Don't need the beeps on anything.
My car says, you don't know well enough to get the hell out of the way, you're going to get hit in the head. All right, son, there you go. No beeping. But again, kids and pets and your kids' pets, and if your pets have kids.
Yeah. I don't know how many recall notices I've ignored over the many years. They're a pain
really?
In the ass. I never do it. I've probably ignored a dozen. I'm not going to take
That's why your last three houses have burned down.
I'm not going to take my vehicle in and drop it off and get a ride and blah, 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 everything you got to do to go through. Nah, screw it.
Unless you can do it while you get your other service done.
Well, if it's going to burst into flames or something, I would take it in, but some minor nothing, whatever.
Like sawing off your digits, for instance?
So my windows will choke my dog to death. Keep your head out of the window.
Oh, jeez.
It's Final Thoughts with Energy. It's Final Thoughts with Energy.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
That's so good, the way the vocals hang over after that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Nicely done. Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up for the day. Michelangelo, our technical director, what a fine job he does. Michael, final thought.
Yeah, today we talked about Bill Walton. He was in the news, and I remember Jack going out jogging many years ago, and he ran into Bill Walton. And if I remember, he was very friendly towards Jack.
Yes, I had a Bill Walton experience many, many years ago. God, he's got to be very old now.
69, I believe.
And he was actually assaulted by street people?
Oh, yeah. For the third time, he said.
Not cool.
He also had a Rick Barry experience, too.
That one didn't go as well.
Yeah, not as well.
Sorry to hear that. Speaking of sports, here's our behind-the-scenes producer, young Alex, sports enthusiast. Alex, final thought?
Yeah, my NFL picks are already up on the website. Follow along if you like. I am ready to dropkick my iPhone off the top of the building. I got the new iOS 16, and some of the features are nice, but now the notifications are on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
So my wife goes, hey, did you see my text? I was trying to call you. No, I didn't. And then I look at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah,
so let me fix it.
Yeah. It's tough. They often change things that didn't need changing.
I'm told you can change them back if you want to devote the next 20 minutes of your life to figuring out how. Jack, a final thought for us?
I did have a good one. What was it? Oh, crap. Senior moment.
Well, that's all right. I'll tell you mine. I've got to admit, and I'm not a poor guy. Judy and I are doing pretty well these days. I have a feeling of caution, financially speaking. Feels like the ground's quaking a little bit.
I don't have plenty of arrows pointing that direction.
Just, I don't know. I don't know where it's going, but I want to be careful.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have many delightful clicks there, including hot links. We've got some A&G swag. Get your favorite Armstrong and Getty fan t-shirt. It really helps to keep the guys on the payroll during these spicy times.
We will see you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
Do you understand?
I cannot understand a word you're saying.
Come on.
I do think it risks escalating tensions.
Well, don't smoke crack.
That's ludicrous.
Right. And so grotesque.
But what ultimately persuades me that this is a political hit job is... It's cold.
Thank you for tolerance for listening to me.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.